USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. economy continues to bounce back from the COVID-19 shutdown. 943,000 jobs were added last month. President Biden says it's historic.
Economic growth is the fastest in 40 years. Jobs are up. The unemployment rate is the lowest since the pandemic hit.
He cautions that the virus could still cause problems.
This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. So we have to get more people vaccinated.
His press secretary says there are early discussions on possible penalties for workers who don't get vaccinations if they're required to. The Supreme Court is being asked to block a plan by Indiana University to require students and workers to get vaccinated. And an Arkansas judge has agreed to block that state from banning communities from imposing mask mandates. This is USA Radio News.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
In a major escalation of tensions in the Middle East, 13 rockets were fired into Israel from Lebanon. USA's John Clemens reports.
The statement from Israeli Defense Forces included the message that the attacks on Israeli civilians will not be tolerated. Red alert sirens were sounded in the Golden Heights and in Upper Galilee, sending residents to the closest bomb shelter. State Department spokesman Ned Price says the U.S. is asking for a de-escalation.
We condemn the rocket attacks from armed groups based in Lebanon into Israel. We've made the point that Israel has the right to defend itself. We'll continue to monitor the situation. We've remained very engaged with Israeli and with Lebanese officials and other partners in the region in an effort to de-escalate this situation.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles. You won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
The jobs market statistics is out. USA Radio's Lance Pry reports.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics is reporting the U.S. economy added 943,000 jobs in July, and the unemployment rate fell to 5.4%. This is good news for the most part, but economist Steve Moore on Fox News has some things we need to watch out for.
I do worry about whether this the government reaction to the Delta variant is going to shut things down again. I hope I'm wrong about that, but we are seeing, you know, delays now in school openings and more restrictions on stores. And the other thing is, I'm a little bit more worried about inflation. I do see it, and I think it's getting worse, not better. And even though we got really good wage data, the inflation rate is running ahead of the higher wages, which means people's real purchasing power is declining.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Justice Department has announced a New Jersey man has become the first person to plead guilty to violence against a police officer related to the January 6th riots at the U.S. Capitol. Scott Fairlamb pleaded guilty to assaulting a law enforcement officer and obstructing an official proceeding. He's scheduled to be sentenced September 27th, where he faces more than 4 years in prison. As a part of his plea deal, he agreed to pay $2,000 in restitution for damage he inflicted upon the Capitol. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.